You're listening to Coast Radio, and we have a special program this morning that we've just enacted, thankfully, brought to you by the City of Florence. And that is our city update for the week with City Manager Aaron Reynolds and with our Mayor Joe Henry. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, let's start off with Mayor Henry this morning. Mayor, what would you like to start off with as far as letting people know this morning?
Well, George, we're only going to have a limited time, so we want to try to briefly cover a number of things. We want our community to know that our city government is working very hard out there, first to protect our community, but also to focus on keeping our city in motion. We're going to talk about how we're our government's operating in terms of city council meetings and talk about providing essential city services, how construction in our community is going to continue. We're going to talk a little bit about Revision Florence, and especially a effort that we're really focused on, and that's to support our business community, and talk a little bit about the budget situation as it applies to us and a number of other cities in the community. So that ought to take up our allotted time, and I'll let Aaron toss in anything else that she might want to talk about.
All right. So, Aaron, this is obviously we're getting into tourist season. This is kind of a tough time for this to be happening. Let's talk about the business aspect of this and how the city is supporting businesses.
Yeah. So thank you for having us, George. And as many of our updates are going to sound, we're doing a lot of our same operations, which include supporting business and economic development. It just looks different, and that service is being delivered differently across the board. So for the business community, our goal right now is to regroup after the initial few weeks of panic and changes and just extreme life disruptions have occurred. Our economic development team at the city, which really is everybody, but focused on myself as city manager, Kelly Weiss as economic development coordinator, and Sarah Murky, our rare intern, along with all of our partners, are coming together, and we've stood up already several free webinars or Zoom calls, if you want to call it that. And we had those last Friday, and then we had them on Monday. Those are through our partner with RAIN, and I encourage people to go look at our city website at ci.florence.or.us, and there are links to those RAIN resources that are occurring every Monday and Friday right now through the month of May. And then a shout out to our other partner, the Chamber of Commerce for the Florence area, Bettina Hannigan, and again, all of our partners have rallied. And tomorrow, which is Thursday, April 9th at 2 p.m., we're doing a roundup rodeo of economic development and business resources that are critically important for our business community and nonprofits to know about and hear about in a quick one-hour Zoom call. You can check out the Chamber's website for that information, but it is 2:00 tomorrow, and we invite people to stay tuned to hear what the city has as we roll out resources to support businesses or connect and be a liaison and guide each individual business through this crisis and then into recovery.
Now, we talk about, obviously, you know, Florence is a city in motion, and that's not changing any at all. I was speaking with Mike Miller on Monday, and he said that there are projects that are still going out to bid, things that are still planned as far as construction that goes. Mayor, do you want to touch on that, or would that be you, Aaron?
We have several construction projects that are in the pipeline that have gone out to bid, and you will be hearing them at city council meetings being requested approval for as we proceed. Some of those things are smaller in nature and some are larger. The one that you will hear about coming up at the next city council meeting is a small sewer project up on Rhody Drive. And the next big one I might let Mayor Henry talk about as we wrap up Revision Florence.
Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am. Okay. I actually did about 30 seconds of great comments, but I had forgot to unmute my button.
well, now's your chance. Now's your chance to get those comments in.
So we're talking about Revision Florence. Our construction's almost complete. Striping, as Aaron may have mentioned, was scheduled for yesterday. The weather needs to warm up a little bit. It's going to look very nice. If you look around town, you will notice that many of our contractors are still working. Housing is moving along. Dev Northwest is beginning to clear that lot across from the Boys and Girls Club. The units at 35th and 101 are moving along on 32nd Street. So we're really proud of our contractor community, and we certainly want to continue to support them because that's a major, major contributor to our economy.
Now, you mentioned the Revision Florence, and where are we on the monuments? Did you guys have a meeting on that this week?
Well, they're primarily being constructed off-site with some of the work being done right now, hopefully to be completed by the end of June, I believe, depending, of course, on the impact that the virus has going forward.
Right.
We're planning a little celebration later in the summer as we're allowed to celebrate that awesome event.
Now, Aaron, is there any new information or any new things that you're doing as far as public safety goes with the police chief or with other entities around there as far as public health goes?
So we've had the opportunity to stand up our emergency operations center, which really is a coordinated effort of all the agencies because they don't all fall under the city jurisdiction or city authority. So, of course, our police department is a city agency and they continue to operate just like anyone else. They're still doing their business. They're still doing the work of being our guardian angels of our community. But that does look different for them. And they have instituted and guidelines that the state police department and, of course, CDC has implemented for public safety agencies. So again, they're out there, they're running their shifts, they're doing the things that they need to do to keep our community safe and respond to calls. But it does look a little different as they take precautions with this virus. And so with that, what's most obvious to our community is our Justice Center is physically closed to the public. That doesn't mean that we're not there and that there's not people there 24/7. We have dispatch working. If you do have a need, please call our non-emergency line, the regular business line at dispatch, and they will answer your questions and get you routed to an officer if you need to speak to them. It will most likely be done over the phone. If you must come to the Justice Center for some business, you can ring in at the front door. There's a intercom system there, and they can service you there. And we do also have a Dropbox for some communication purposes.
Now, the city is operating in pretty much the same manner, right? There are still people that show up to work to man phones and things like that to answer questions via the phone, correct?
Correct. So thank goodness for technology.
Yeah, really.
So those phone lines can be forwarded to cell phones. We have about 20% of our workforce that can telework or work remotely, and we have done that to protect the safety and provide physical space for those who just don't have that choice. About 60 to 80% of our workforce at any given time must be in the field or on site providing public safety or public works, critical infrastructure work. So those of us who can work from home or be working remotely are doing so. So we just ask for your patience. That might mean you're leaving a voicemail and we're giving you a call back. We're available by email. And then we have many online tools to pay bills, process permits for building permits. We just really have a big focus on keeping our contractors moving and being able to get their projects done. So inspections are still occurring. Our building permit tech is available by phone and email, and he has reported he is nearly as busy as ever. Mm. And I think that is great, encouraging news that there is hope out there, that people are still moving forward with their projects. And we are doing our best to keep those moving along for them.
Now, we're just about out of time. So just real quickly, I noticed that Megan sent out an information release the other day saying that Olson LLC is going to be doing backflow assembly tests. And so people should expect to perhaps see these people out and about over the next couple of weeks.
That's correct. So we do this on an annual basis. It's really critically important maintenance work that we need to do for our system so that we don't have any tragic breaks or backups. And so it's something that does need to continue. It is critical to our infrastructure. They are contractors of the city, and they are instituting the protocols that they need to have as limited contact with people in their homes. They will just let you know that they are there on your property to do the testing outside. It does not require any interaction with the homeowner.
All right. Now, just lastly, Mayor, do you want to say any last words before we roll on out of here?
Really quickly, I want to talk a little bit about the financial impacts this will have on our community. Many cities in our state are struggling right now because they are unable to hold public budget meetings. And if they cannot approve their budget, they cannot spend money after, I believe it's July 1st. Kudos to our city manager, who a year or two ago took upon herself and her staff to get us on a biennial budget process. So we are very fortunate not to have a public budget meeting this year, and we can go ahead and focus on the crisis at hand rather than to have to go through that process. So I think that's foresight on Aaron's part and a lot of hard work on our staff that we went through a couple of years ago. We're going to have to tighten our belt as we go ahead because some of our revenues are going to decline, but we're in very good financial condition thanks to steps that have been taken in the past. So I'm very proud of our staff for doing that.
All right. Well, thank you both for the update this morning. Appreciate you being here, and we'll do this again next Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Thank you, George.
Thank you so much. Thanks,
and everybody be safe out there.
Absolutely. Everybody be safe. Stay home. Stay safe. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, that's our city update for this Wednesday morning here on Coast Radio.